Listen, we've got breaking news to start this thing. I'll tell you, once again, Rusty, our fact checker, has come through. Yesterday, we told this story. Rusty was talking about the death of Roberta Flack, who died earlier in the week. And we had done the obituary already. And Rusty, who is our fact checker, emailed after we had done the obituary saying, I wish I'd had this for you from Roberta Flack before you talked about it on the air. What did I do with that email?
Delete.
Too little, too late, Rusty.
Too little, too late. Deleted. Gone.
We covered Roberta Flack.
Right.
Rusty, I don't know if you heard.
Right. I walk in the next day. Chris Tim said, did you see the video Rusty sent about Roberta Flack? And were you weeping on the floor as I expected you to be? And I said, I deleted that without hesitation and without even reading the body of the email. So I go back. It turns out to be an amazing piece of work from Roberta Flack and Lee Greenwood from 1987, giving me all the feels, as they say, all the feels. So today, and I said, I've learned my lesson. I will read what Rusty writes from now on. Rusty tries to help this program, okay? He's a friend to this show. So today, get here, usual time. Rarely do I get an email at that time. This is shortly after 4 a.m. Chris Tim is here. We're doing our usual stuff, ignoring each other and typing. Preparing.
Mumbling and grunting every now and then.
Putting the grid together, okay? Mumble, grumble, Chris Tim complaining about something, some
stupid machine.
Piece of technology that's wrong.
I'm hitting control.
That's right. Okay, right. Suddenly, there's an email. It's from Rusty. Rusty says, breaking news, just seeing this. I say to myself, who cares? Click, delete. Chris Tim says, did you read this from Rusty? I said, no. Nah. I went ahead and deleted it. I said, nothing's going to get in my way right now. I'm preparing the grid. I said, we're an hour and a half from showtime. I'm preparing the grid. What could possibly have come up? Chris Tim says, you better read that. So I have to go into my trash. All right.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Not as easy as it sounds. It's like, so I said to Chris, better re-forward me.
Just forward it.
Just forward it. Or just tell
just send it to
why
me.
Why don't you just tell me what he The great Gene Hackman has died. 95-year-old Gene Hackman, a phenomenal actor. And Rusty alerted us to that.
Mm-hmm.
An hour and a half.
Shattering the grid.
Oh, the grid's in tatters. There might as well. Biggie, you can take this grid and light it on fire.
I'd like to.
Now, making matters worse. I mean, that's bad enough. Gene Hackman has died. A great actor. A great actor. At the age of 95. So then we're like, oh, what movies? He's in so many great things. It's breaking, you know, it's 90 minutes before showtime. Biggie walks in. I say, get me everything we've got on Gene Hackman. Biggie says, we have nothing on Gene Hackman. Nothing.
There's no Hackman file.
Yeah.
Per se.
I think you give yourself, maybe all of us, too much credit when anyone dies. And you go, give me everything we've got on insert name, because I know in my head.
Yeah.
We don't have anything.
Nothing. Where's the Liza Minnelli folder?
Yeah.
But what?
And I don't know why it is you think we have these things.
I said, get me everything we've got on Gene Hackman.
Hackman.
He writes, 2 minutes later, he calls back in. We have nothing on Gene Hackman.
What? Nothing.
You got to start scrambling.
And I've spelled it right.
So we scramble. We scramble.
What movie was he in?
What was Gene Hackman in? Well, he was in a lot. And we do have some. And listen, we're going to have to talk about this all day. This is breaking.
This is breaking news. This is one of those stories that is so odd. I mean, you know, if chances are you may not have ever seen a Gene Hackman movie. He's 95 years old. He hadn't made a movie in, what, 20 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
But a superb actor, as Kelly said.
Oh, yes.
But he, at the age of 95, so good an actor that they report found dead.
Well, and here's
because
why.
Because of the circumstances.
Now, here are the circumstances. You think to yourself, okay, he's 95. He died in his sleep. You know, whatever it might have been. It's old age. He's dead. His wife, 30 years his junior, is also dead. And a dog is dead.
Apparently, a neighbor called the local authorities in New Mexico.
That's right.
And said, I haven't seen him in a while. Can you do a welfare check?
That's right. So they go by late yesterday afternoon. They find the body of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, in their home in Santa Fe alongside their dog. They've been married since 1991. She's way younger than him. Local media has reported no foul play.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first, you're like, well, first you hear Gene Hackman's dead. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Was he ill?
What do we not hear?
Well,
he's 95.
Right.
You know, and then you hear his wife is dead, and you think, could there be murder-suicide?
Yeah,
What's going on here? Foul play. Then you hear no foul play and dog dead. So it's like, you know, why would there be a dead dog? I thought carbon monoxide poisoning, but nobody said that yet. Nobody has said anything yet.
It fits the bill, though.
It does. Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you think? But we haven't heard that officially yet.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputies arrived at the couple's home in a gated community in the afternoon and investigated the death of two elderly people and a dog. They discovered the bodies of a man in his 90s, a woman in her 60s, and later confirmed it is Gene Hackman and his wife. I'm devastated because mm-hmm. I love Gene Hackman. He was great.
It hurts that they called the wife elderly.
I know she's in her 60s. I know. Uh-huh. We didn't have to say that.
We are peers, she
we
and me.
We didn't have to say that, did we?
But it's true. You can fight it all you want.
It's a fact. I guess they start calling you elderly when you get into your 60s. It's not right. It's not right, but that's what they do. And we're living longer. So
I'd say 70s now.
I agree. I think put it in your 70s now when you're quote-unquote elderly.
Always moving the old goal line.
That's right. I don't like that term elderly, although I did just hear a comedian say, he was talking to the audience, and he said, if you're in the audience and you're older and you think, oh, I still look like the young people in the audience, you don't.
Accurate.
That's fact.
Yeah.
We have Gene Hackman. He's talking about maybe the role he's most known for. Maybe. I mean, there's so many.
I know.
As Popeye Doyle in French Connection. And he was talking about how when he was in French Connection, it was the first time he had worked with the director, William Friedkin, who also did The Exorcist, right?
Correct.
And he said it was a completely different experience for him.
The film was totally different than anything I'd ever done. I'd never shot that much outside, and especially in the wintertime, and especially in those conditions where we were just at it all the time. At least that's my recollection of it. And I don't think I'd ever been pushed as much by a director either, which was really good for me. I was intrigued that Billy had such a command of what he wanted to do with the film. And Billy's the kind of guy, a perfectionist, that if he doesn't see it, you know, it's not there. And so you just have to keep at it until it becomes there.
So that's the breaking news. Gene Hackman has passed, and he's 95 years old. Now, the movie I know him most for me, it's Hoosiers. I loved it. Mm. I saw it, you know, in the 80s and thought it was phenomenal. But he's in Bonnie and Clyde. He's in The Firm. He's in a lot more, too. I mean, he's in
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
Get Shorty. Great. Magnificent turn in Get Shorty.
I loved him in The Firm.
I did, too. I thought he was great in The Firm.
Yeah.
It's really good. I'd read the book, which is really good. And then the movie's great, too. And I don't think he was credited for The Firm until you didn't know he was going to be in it until the movie started. And they're like, Gene Hackman.
He was one of those guys who, you know, like in French Connection, he was the good guy, quote unquote, chasing the bad guys.
Right.
But he had this edge. Mm-hmm. He always had kind of that dark-sided edge.
Yes. Yes. You know, I was going through some research because as we just heard, Gene Hackman dies suddenly and we had absolutely nothing. Nothing. So I had to this morning go and look at different things about Gene Hackman. Clint Eastwood called him. He wanted Gene Hackman for this role. They had never worked together, and they had always been friends, and he liked him a lot, of course, his acting. They're probably about the same age. What's Eastwood's, 96?
Around there.
He's up there. He's getting up there now. And Hackman just died at 95. So Eastwood calls him and says, I want you to play this character who's Little Bill, who's really violent. And Hackman said, I'm not going to do any more violent characters. I've played characters with that edge for so long that I'm done with that. And Eastwood said, yeah, but if you read this script and we do it right, you're going to see where this is like a message to not be violent, which I guess it is. I only saw Unforgiven once in the theater.
Yeah, it was a twist on the classic Western, which you're not familiar with, the genre.
That may be the only Western I've ever seen. Let's be honest about it. I mean, this is my year of not pretending to be something I'm not. That's my non-negotiable. Mm. I've seen Unforgiven, and that might be the only Western I've ever seen. I've never seen a John Wayne movie. I've never seen one of the spaghetti westerns. I've never seen The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. I've never seen any of that stuff. I've seen Unforgiven, And I remember thinking at the time, this is overrated because it won a lot of Oscars.
Did it get Best Picture?
I think it did. I think it did. Yeah. And I thought this is overrated. But now, in looking back, maybe it was. It's maybe I should see it again.
A rewatch?
It might get a rewatch.
Do you know what his last movie was?
I'm gonna guess. Welcome to Mooseport.
You got it.
Okay.
And it's shocking. It was over 20 years ago.
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah.
When
he said he retired, he was really retired.
Well, I heard that he had some sort of an issue where the doctor said, you really need to take it easy. And he did, but he lived 20 more years, you know, and then died under very mysterious circumstances. I'm sure we'll hear more about this in the coming days.
His second to last movie is another good one that I don't think a ton of people saw. I know we've seen it, Runaway Jury.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
He's so good. Yeah. He's good in that, too.
Really
he's
good.
The heavy.
Yeah.
He's just a great actor. I mean, whatever he plays, you look at it and you're like, you don't think, oh, my God, that's Gene Hackman. It's whatever character it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's just great. This is a line from Unforgiven, which at the time I thought was overrated, but now I think is worth a second watch. This is him appearing on the screen, I believe for the first time, against an old foe.
Well, actually, what I heard was that you fell off your horse, drunk, of course, and that you broke your bloody neck.
I heard that one myself, Bob. Hell, I even thought I was dead. Till I found out it was just that I was in Nebraska.
Huh. All right, no offense to our affiliates in Nebraska. Those of you listening in Nebraska, we apologize.
That's the great Richard Harris, I believe.
It was. That's right. And I don't remember how that scene ended, but everybody's pointing guns at everybody else. I don't know.
I don't think one walks away.
I don't think so either. I believe Richard Harris got it in that scene. You know, too, what my wife was saying, this will pertain to you, Chris Dim, because my immediate thought here is carbon monoxide poisoning for Gene Hackman. That may not be, but the dog, the wife, and Gene Hackman are dead and no foul play suspected. You know, my wife was saying yesterday, I didn't even think of this. Yesterday, if you missed it, about an hour into the show, somebody came into the room here and said to Chris Dim, your car's running. Which we all said, okay, okay, he's getting elderly. He's older, but he knows how to turn off his car, okay?
Yeah.
Ha ha. And the guy, Matt, said, no, seriously.
Seriously, man.
Yeah. So Chris Dim goes out. He said, yep, my car.
Lo and behold.
Yep. It was running. Was right. Well, here's what happened. He was driving his wife's car yesterday, and she, absentmindedly thinking, you know, forgetting they had switched cars, starts it from her phone 5 miles away. Which is shocking. I mean, shocking to do that. Yeah, I didn't. Did you know she could do that?
No. I thought it was like 100-yard range on that thing.
Yeah, that was stunning to me. And when I got home, my wife said, I need to talk to you about something serious. Chris Tim's car being on. I said, yeah, ha ha. Big deal. Right, whatever. She said, you know, if that car had been in a garage and you don't know it and you absentmindedly do it, then it's a carbon monoxide issue.
Fills up with carbon monoxide.
Yeah, that's
a great idea. Let me write that down.